Oh my god. What's that?
Is that Phil?
Oh, I think you're going to get a heart attack. Phil,
you have to come with us.
What's that?
Well, Phil, how was the show tonight?
Pretty good.
The Aaron and Abrams show.
You're into that strip?
Yeah, I am.
What do you think of the new Pogo strip?
Well, before we get into that, let me introduce you to Peter and John.
Hi there.
John.
How you doing?
This is Phil.
How you doing, Phil?
Phil, let's go somewhere with a little better light, okay? But
I want to get our
people here.
Frank Nora, the infamous Frank Nora.
I'm not really at your university.
My brother loves Robert Downey Jr.
Really?
Yeah, and he's at West Virginia Wesleyan University right now. And he's at West Virginia Wesleyan. Yeah. And he's on the radio. He's on their radio station. Demon Don from the Heavy Metal Meltdown.
Demon Don, huh?
Demon Don.
So this kid should give everyone a cross section of people.
Have you been following Fusion?
No.
From Eclipse?
You ever read Fusion?
I got all the issues now.
Cool.
Got a Claws and A pin. They are offering a few Claws and A pins for it.
Yeah. So Phil, how are you doing these days?
It's a rocky start right now. I'm having a little trouble with some of the homework.
Yeah. Like what kind of trouble?
Just understanding. Enjoying doing homework. You like New Jersey or?
I know.
Let's check these people out.
That dude, what, the guy who's into Hitchhiker's Guide?
Yeah.
He doesn't like New Jersey. I've seen them.
Yeah, what happened? Your name is New Jersey.
No. Where?
In Big Nuclear.
Who did that?
Nuji. Why don't you buy one?
You know there's a real EDF, Environmental Defense Fund.
Is there?
Yeah.
There's also another magazine called Fusion. It's a science and technology, politics and economics magazine.
Yeah.
Devoted to restoring America's leadership in science and technology. Fusion.
So Pete, I mean, have you ever met Phil before? You've seen him on the tape, right?
I've seen him on tapes and I met him a couple of times. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I know weird. The physics no.
Phil.
Yeah.
But you gotta see yourself
there.
Hey, go in there and tell
us. Oh, this is good.
go in there and tell it's Julio Neiman now. Just to go to hell and tell him that Frank said.
You shut up. Shut up.
No, go to hell.
Let's
see what this is. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
John's shirt.
Yeah, we got that, but they'll do it again.
That. It's so good.
Why?
What's the
Did I say the word yet?
No.
Go ahead. So say whatever you have to say. Say it.
Do it here, please. Have I said one bad thing yet? Come inside.
Hey, I'm not coming inside.
Please come inside.
Okay. Can my friends come with me?
I'm not gonna hit you. Would you please?
Well, then let my friends come with me.
Look, you're at an event. This is a student activities event. Do you have permission to tape it? I was a professional artist in there. Do you have permission to tape anybody in there?
We just came in.
Do you have permission? Did you ask anybody if you could tape?
I talked to the guy afterwards. He wanted to talk to me.
Did you ask anybody if you could tape?
No.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Then you shouldn't be taping.
All right. Well, we won't tape anymore then.
Just listen for a minute. Don't be so friggin' confrontational, will you please? Because I haven't said one bad thing.
I'm just coming here, you know.
10 kids just walked out of me and said to me, do I have to be taped by somebody? I'm just asking you a question.
Well, we'll stop then. We'll leave.
Hey, you know, it's too bad that you have to be so defensive. Because I haven't said anything more to you yet than just asking you a question. And if you told me what you were doing, I might just say, go ahead and don't worry about it. But instead, you have to build up this whole big thing as if there's some so big issue. I don't like talking to a lot of other people when I want to ask you a question. That's all. I did it for you and for me, not for anybody else.
It's a coincidence that we walked in at that time. Yeah.
Okay, but the first thing you did when you walked in was tape me. I can at least ask you that. Okay.
We're just taping the audience.
What are you using it for?
What am I using it for? It's basically for...
for my own personal reasons.
I don't believe that, but it doesn't make any difference.
No, it is.
But the point is, I wasn't even going to stop you.
If you tell me, okay. If you tell me there's certain things that are on that tape that should never be used in any other capacity.
That's not what I'm saying. If all those kids want to ask me that question when they come out, is what is these tape? Why I just came over to ask you? I'm not going to tell you to stop. I'm not going to tell you anything. I asked you a question, and you turned it into a big defensive thing. No, I'm not going to do it in front of your friends. I'm not going to do it in front of anybody, because it's just between you and me, because I want to ask you a question. And I never in my entire lifetime have ever given you a hard time personally, so I don't know what you're so upset about.
No, it's not. Just that, you know, I'm expecting some sort of, whatever. I mean,
well, don't expect anything.
We're not here shooting for, professional use. It's just...
Well, the big thing is you come into a building I'm responsible for, at least have the right to ask you that question. Right.
Well, tell me it's not going to be.
Generally, when you pick up a video camera and start filming people, they may have questions and concerns about it. Okay? Right. Well, I certainly haven't hassled you. I certainly haven't given you a hard time, but you did nothing but that to me.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't know. I mean,
out of here.
All right.
All night.
I got the whole thing on tape.
What was he saying, though?
I don't know. Give me a lecture about what am I doing and this and that and everything. But,
he would have, too much crap. I had a challenge ready for him.
So wait, where's Peter and everyone?
They're back there.
This is interesting.
Phil, don't you want what happened to me?
No.
What? No, he was just telling me, he was asking what I was going to do and everything, telling me to go in his office and stuff. I don't know, but
you can watch it.
Okay. This should be interesting.
Yeah.
Give him a fair chance. I cuffed my hair.
Have you heard of a comic book called Those Annoying Post Brothers from Matt Howarth?
Yeah.
It reminds me of this, except it's even more violent.
I'm going to play a game.
I saw that one where what's-his-name came back to life.
Yeah.
And he kills somebody with a cheese grater.
Yeah, that was the last one. Russell Post, yeah.
Yeah, as I said, he got killed by a demon and then came back to life.
I know.
Was that the last issue?
Phil. Can we talk about...
Frank, when I talk to Phil, I'll be in the video.
All right.
Okay, here's
I don't
want
to get involved in any more of your lame brains.
Phil, we want to know about you. We don't want to know about...
All right.
Talk about yourself a little bit.
I'm taking computer science as a major.
Yeah.
I've got my own car.
What kind of car?
A Mercury Sable.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Last year's model.
Yeah. Yeah, what else?
Well, I'm planning to go to the science fiction convention at the end of this month.
Uh-huh. So what else? Who's your roommate now?
No roommate. I have single.
You have a single? No one.
In Hazleton.
No one can stand living with you or what? No, I remember.
No, it was my own decision.
Who were your roommates in the past? Starting from the first year. Was there someone named Mansur Severin Gilbert Olsen, perhaps?
Yeah.
And how was he as a roommate?
It was good. He was cool.
Then you had a guy named Tom.
Yeah, he bugged out.
Yeah.
Then there was Yuri Cook.
Then you had Yuri Cook.
And then I had...
Dave? Dave, maybe?
Last name. Why do I forget his name right here? He's good.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Then
so,
two dorms.
So what are you planning on doing after you graduate?
Work, I suppose, but I'm not exactly sure what. I'm going to get a resume written up. And
Can you program at all?
Yeah, a bit.
Well, I mean, you know...
I've done basic Pascal. Basic Pascal, some assembly language. I've read about Fortran.
You got to learn how to program in some language. You can make a lot of money doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a good programmer or what?
Not really.
Not really? So, Phil, did you see the comic that you're in, that you appear in?
No.
It's not. It's actually not you. It's someone
with my name.
Who uses your name. That's it. Physics Phil. That's him right there.
Yeah, it looks like one of the Post Brothers.
Yeah, see? So that's Physics Phil. Physics Phil Barton. Physics Phil Barton.
What do you think of the new Pogo script?
I saw it. I don't know what I think about it.
I've read some of the vintage stuff.
Vintage Pogue.
So, Phil, you want to go over your room and we can take a look at your room?
Nothing. No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Phil.
I'm going to go to sleep soon.
Phil, can we come over to your room and take a look?
No.
Will you come with us over to the other end?
Mm.
No? So, Phil, let me ask you. Does your brother have any of our radio tapes that he wants to play on his show?
He does have your that first tape of yours
that
you gave to me.
The blue one.
Yeah, I gave. I had him listen to it.
Did he like it?
I think so.
You think so?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Keep going. Come on.
You can sing that high note.
You know, Phil, we're going to be writing for an MTV magazine soon.
A what?
An MTV magazine.
What's that?
It's called MTV To Go. No one knows about it just yet.
And MTV is in music television? Or?
Yeah, music television. That's MTV's goal.
How?
Phil, can we just take a look at your room or what?
No?
All right, you don't want to. You don't have to. You know, Tullio Neiman just gave me a lecture about video taping. What do you think of that?
Now, what did he tell you?
He told me to come in his office. I refused, and he told me that I shouldn't. He wanted to know what I was doing.
No.
So I recorded it all.
More times.
Yeah. So Phil, we'll be hearing from you in a couple minutes. All right. Bye. Okay.
MFK has a label.
I think that this place blows.
It's not very well. It's not very distinctive design. She was a cool feminist, couldn't buy worth a, now has a line of cheap post-mortem luggage.
Words of wisdom.
Finest.
Hey, that's us, Photo Club.
Arthur Miller wrote a play about salesman Gut Duke from Marilyn Monroe.
Right, I'm getting this. I'm getting this sporting
kind.
Event
can you
on
say
tape.
Finest kind.
Can you?
Say can I what?
Finest kind.
Finest sir, return. Excellent.
It's an exclamation.
Can you say, if Huckleberry Finn found, then if Huckleberry Finn, so you're saying, fuck. See? That's what you say on the radio. Or smash it, and you're saying, shit.
It's from fusion.
You're fusion. You're made of fusion material.
Ever been a fusion material?
The billiard tables are empty.
Do you recognize any connection between these two things?
Oh, I get a close-up of Pete.
Ooh.
We're zoomed right
look,
in there.
This is a descriptive cuff. Check, we'll zoom down.
That's pretty disgusting.
Walt Disney was not frozen.
This is a caption.
Frank. Walt Disney was not frozen.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. Apparently, the room was started by a cryonics company which sent out pamphlets to schools claiming that they froze him.
Baloney.
What actually happened to him, Phil?
Where would they store him?
In ice.
He had enough money.
So yeah, nice, but where would the storage chamber be? Who would maintain it?
I entered the latest fusion contest. The latest contest in fusion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why don't you give the guy a call? Hey, Maria, you're on the side. You were kind of supposed to get the guy's number. Let's get out of here. What do you say?
All right, let's go.
And let's see if Brian's around.
My entry, it was basically what? Back.
Which was?
So you want to come with us?
Phil, you
want
to answer?
Thank you.
Come with us?
You go do what it is you do, and I'll do what it is my job.
What is it that you do?
Hello.
My freshman class. Let's go. So, why don't you come with us? Now that we're not in this building, it doesn't matter.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Where'd that come from?
My freshman is not there.
Could you repeat that again while the microphone's on? About freshmen?
I'm not a freshman. I'm seriously abused by freshmen.
I am not a freshman. I refuse to be right.
You're all freaking
Frank, right?
I'm very
freshman.
Yeah.
Hi. Somebody's got to be, and I'm glad you're
here. Wait, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Wait, she's going to record. We're going there, too, so we'll walk with her.
Ha, I won.
So wait, how do you know my name?
Because you wrote, what is it called? It's that funny book about the guide to zoning. Zoning.
Zoning?
And
yeah, that's what we're doing it right now.
Somebody
shot.
Else.
Brian Cassidy.
We did a group shot.
All right.
Was it Brian Cassidy?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So right now we are doing zoning. We're doing it on the frequency of what was it? 10? No, 11.
11
Massu 2.
Yeah, 11 Massu 2.
Okay. Zonal frequency. Whoa.
You okay?
Thanks for telling me the stairs were there.
Sorry. Get your camera.
Sorry.
I zoned by having just enough wine. I have my own.
Don't drink and zone. Don't drink and zone.
Just enough is just perfect. Not too much. But just enough wine so that you really don't notice where you're going.
And how much is just enough?
For me, it's about 2 6.5-ounce glasses.
How do you know the 6.5 ounces white. Exactly?
What type of white?
You measure it?
I don't know. It came in a box.
You know, you can't eat white with fish.
Why not?
Unless you're having whale, of course. Because it's not proper etiquette, fool.
Oh.
Depends on what
Excuse
kind of
me.
Fish. I don't particularly care for fish, as a general rule. And I don't eat Siler's meat. It's against my religious principles.
Who's, who's
the religion
Siler guy? Who's the Siler guy?
The food service at the university.
I thought Siler was his guy. He didn't want to eat his meat.
No.
Hmm.
I'm trying to convince Siler that they ought to buy kosher meat because then at least you'd
Let's
know.
Let's get off carnal knowledge, Frank.
Okay, we have this this close-up picture of a tick. Would you like this as a present for talking to us? it's a pen. You can wear it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We'll
cool. I can like seriously freak out some people with it.
Okay. Well, good.
It looks like a creature from some sort of outer space. You want to get a close-up?
It's a good prize to. No.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
So
thank you.
All right.
For inviting me on this brief.
Live long and
this
prosper.
We'll have fun in Hazleton.
Yes.
You know.
Excellent. The Vulcan sign.
You know. What's his name?
Ed Sternan.
Jesus Christ was in here once.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He was on the bottom floor.
Right, let's get a group shot.
Jesus Christ.
The
Everybody.
The Antichrist was on the first
Frank,
floor.
Frank, get over there.
Group
we got to get a group shot
back,
of this fellowship.
Really
and so, the fellowship being a time when all come together and should be remembered as a happy time must end. So we bid you adieu.